Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. 63 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 65 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 65 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 65 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 65 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 67 degrees.
TJB.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees.
KC8YTS, KC8TJB. KC8TJB, this is KC8YTS, how you doing? Well, I'm doing good. If you just left, you sound really good, you're solid, just a tiny little bit of crackle on your transmit.
Yes, I just left. I'm not quite that close to the pier yet. I can hear some cracking here, but yeah, it's pretty solid otherwise.
Really sorry about that. I have to wait till you get a little closer to the pier because I think you dropped out.
Okay. I try this because it just got a lot clearer just now. How do I sound now?
Still a tad bit of bacon, but no worries. You're solid into the machine. But I think you dropped out for a second. But other than that, no, you're doing just fine. So, yeah, and that I got a nice audio report from that guy using the Echolink, and I'm wearing that Aftershock. That bone inductive headset, and I'm using the microphone on that, and he said I sounded really, really good, so I'm happy to hear that. So that's going to work through the iPhone there and to use Echolink and everything, so yeah, we'll be able to keep in touch a little more often when you're back home.
Yes, I remember you telling me about that. I think when my current headset craps to that, I might actually look into that. I'm a little distracted with the driving here. Go ahead.
All right, well, hey, if you got to watch the road, watch the road. I won't, I do have an HT on here also, and I will monitor Aurelius. I don't know if I can hit, that 280 in Lansing. I don't know if I'm going to be able to hit that on the HT. I probably could hit it with the mobile radio, but I'm getting a good signal on it now here. Like I said, from Eaton Rapids to there, I'm not sure what the actual air miles are, but I'm getting full scale. I'm getting 60 over on the repeater, so I'm getting a strong signal on it to the base anyway. I don't know if I'll pick it up on HT or not.
Okay, yeah, and, I'm not sure, because, I mean, you know you're set up better than I do, but, am I starting to get, clearer now?
No, you hit a rough spot there. You dropped out for a second, but, if you're not, are you on the highway yet, or are you still navigating away from Renee's? Because I know that some of the hills and valleys over there and there's cell phone towers and everything, it might be causing some problems for you. Until you get right on 69, you're probably going to be in and out.
Yeah, I'm on South Lake Pleasant Road, almost to 69. I'm about a mile away from 69, so... And it's kind of doing a little up and down in the road, so that could be part of it with all the street cover and everything around here. There's the instruction for getting on 69, so I'm almost there.
Yeah, I copied you there. I'm just looking at my band scope, and there's something just up above me right here. It's causing a little bit of interference. I don't know what that is, but I'm gonna dial to it. I can see it on the waterfall on my radio.
Okay, yeah. I'm just crossing over the 69 now. Those waterfall displays are really cool. I've seen that on some of the radios advertised. I always thought those were pretty cool looking.
Oh, yeah, and some of us, well, there's another slang term for it. An affectionate term is a fish finder. Use it like a fish finder. It's handy if you're, you know, if you're out there looking for DX, whatnot, it's handy to watch the scope. But my other radio, of course, it has the capability, but I don't have it hooked up to a monitor right now, but the Kenwood, you can put a waterfall up on your monitor. I just don't have that all hooked up right now. I'm just using that radio is completely isolated from the computer and everything. So one of these days, I don't know, I procrastinate too much. KC8TJB.
Yeah. I am a senior procrastinator, but I also work a lot of hours, so that's part of it too. But yeah, no, I always thought that was really cool. I still need to read up on more of that kind of stuff and relearn some of it. You know, I got my ticket, in 03, and I wasn't active for a good portion of that time. So I still got to refresh myself on a lot of that, that kind of thing, and get back into things. KC8YTS,
KC8TJB here. Yeah. I wanted to ask you real quick while I'm thinking of it. I think I asked you before, but how much real estate do you have at your house? Is it real small? I mean, do you have any yard at all that you mow or anything? Or do you know the dimensions of your property?
I only have probably, well, let's put it this way. It takes about maybe 7 minutes tops to mow the entire yard. So it's not very big at all. I don't know the dimensions by head. But I do know that it's not very big. And it's right off the front of the house, right to the street. Because the back of my house is my driveway going into my garage. So I don't really have much real estate there. There's really not much room at all to do a whole lot.
All right. Well, I was thinking since it's two-story and I was doing some thinking here, I don't know. I'd like to come out there sometime to visit anyway. We'll measure it all up, but what probably could do there would be is to build a, excuse me, my other radio's chirping at me, to build a, either an inverted L or just a random wire or even maybe a dipole might even work there for like 20 meter. It doesn't have to be, you know, a huge one. But 17 and 20 should be able to work you pretty well from out there back here to Michigan.
Yeah, I think that would be pretty neat to kind of come out and figure out the dimensions, you know, when you're coming out to visit Devin, when you're already out here for that. I wouldn't make a special trip for it, I guess, right? But, and yeah, just see what we can look at and see what we can figure out. And I know that'll be a big motivating factor if I know what I can do. It would probably be a big motivating factor to really motivate me for my dinner class so that I can work to make up and check that side of the hobby out.
Sorry about that. I got a way of doing this. I looked you up on QRZ, went to detail. I got the map up here, and I just clicked on satellite so I can see your front yard to backyard. Yeah, you don't have much. Holy smokes. And your house is a two-story, so... we could do something off that balcony, though. I bet you we could do an inverted L, or maybe just a vertical. Vertical would probably work. It doesn't have to be up above the roof line or anything, so, yeah. Your second-story balcony and some mass pipe and maybe just a multi-band vertical. If you want to go cheap, we could do an inverted L. And it might fit on your property, but I can see it here. I'm looking at the satellite image, and yeah, you don't have much. I'm looking at your grass or your yard goes out onto Brockwood Avenue, and ain't much there.
Yeah, I know. When we were looking at the house, you know, looking to buy, that was one of the reasons we did choose the house. I work a lot of hours, so I don't have a whole lot of time for yard work and whatnot, so I figured a smaller yard would be better for that, but I didn't think about anything else. I didn't put real good thought into having space for, let's say I ever wanted a travel trailer to set up antennas or you know, things like that, so I just never thought about those things at that time. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, well, you know, all said and done, it doesn't matter anyway. You have a garage there. I mean, if there's room in the driveway for two cars, you know, one car in the garage, one car in the driveway, and a little camper could fit in that driveway. Or you can just store it somewhere if you want to pull behind camper, but whatever. That's all down the road. Anyway, I'm going to go finish up my kitchen here, and I can't hear this repeater on my HT that I'm using. So it's not quite coming in on that. So I'm going to continue on there, and when you get close, switch over to the Aurelius and just throw your call out, because I'll have the HT with me. And I'll be out doing that stuff. And then I have to run, I might have to run up to Daryl's. I'm going to have Dylan and I, Gus and the kids may come over too. I got to give them a call, but I'm going to run up to Daryl's because their meat department's really good up there, and I'm going to get some smoked pork chops. They're a big hit here. Pretty darn tasty things. Well, I'll let you go for now, Matt. Safe driving. Nice talking to you, and it's working. So, yeah, I got to finish my chores though. So, catch you when you get over on this side of the state. 7-3 for now, and drive safe, KC-TJB.
Yeah, sure thing. Yeah, you got to get those chores done. Otherwise, things will start to dwindle away. Or, you know, good. Become in disarray. But, all right, yeah, we'll drive safe. We're on 69 here, making our way. Or west. Anyway, 73 KCHYT is clear.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 68 degrees.
W5JER Mobile.
W8BRD.
W8BRD, this is W5JER. How are you this afternoon?
Oh, not too bad, not too bad. Relaxing around the house. How about yourself?
Well, got back from church, so we're wrangling the kids in the car. We're going to go see a movie up at the cinema here in town, Lapeer.
Yeah, copy. You said Lapeer?
Yeah, Lapeer Cinema's over here. I'm not too far from the repeater, actually. I got a little stubby up on the top of my roof here. Hopefully it sounds okay.
Oh, definitely. I'm wondering if this is a Link repeater. I'm on KD8LCY. I'm in Grand Ledge.
Yeah, I believe it is. I believe it is. So I've heard people talking from quite a ways away here before. I believe it is a Link with other repeaters.
All right, copy. Oh, that's good to know there's another Link repeater. I didn't know that this one was. Yeah, just sitting around the house, being as lazy as I possibly can for the weekend until I gotta go back to work on Monday.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. It sounds kind of enjoyable, to be honest. So, hopefully you're enjoying it. What's left of it, anyways? It looks like we got some rain coming down here, and our summer is definitely coming to an end. So, but we had a pretty good long summer, though. I can't complain. Beautiful weather.
Yeah, we didn't have anything terribly hot. I mean, I could have probably done with a little more heat, just considering I work in heating and cooling, but, yeah, it was, the temperatures weren't insanely crazy. But, yeah, nice weather. But, yeah, coming to an end here shortly. Spring is definitely, or fall is definitely starting to poke its head out.
Yep, and I'm ready for it because I've got 4.5 acres of grass to cut, and I'm getting tired of it, so let it on. But anyway, W8BRD, this is W5JER. I'll be clearing your final. I'm about to take the wheel here, so catch you again another time, I guess.
Yeah, copy. Have a good day. Have a good travel. W8BRD, 773.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, mostly cloudy, 70 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, mostly cloudy. 72 degrees.
Kilo Lake Hotel Delta India Monarch.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, mostly cloudy, 71 degrees.
W8CW, Whiskey 8, Quebec Whiskey on frequency, listing anyone around?
VHF hub, disconnected. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Partly sunny. 73 degrees. VHF hub connected to Fenton 78. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 70 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly clear. 66 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 66 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 64 degrees.